Great, sure.
Yeah. The Transporter 2?
Yeah, I know you wanted to see Predator again, but I feel like we've seen that 30 times in the last 2 months and thought maybe we could mix things up. Video store clerk guy said this movie's awesome, so...
The video store clerk guy. I feel like you won't stop talking about him, huh?
I asked him for a movie recommendation,
yeah,
okay?
It's and you got one.
Really not that big of a deal.
Well, the big deal, Dennis, is that I wasn't even consulted on the decision, okay? And this is a big deal to me as well. It's also my night. Plus, Transporter 2? We haven't seen Transporter 1, which means we'll be completely lost. Jason Statham's physique is nothing like the lineup in Predator.
Okay, we stop. I don't want to have conversations anymore about dudes' physiques.
Dennis, and whether they can... body mass alone.
That's what I was trying to avoid, a conversation about body mass, okay? We've had that conversation 5 times a day for the last month because we keep watching Predator and all you talk about is Weathers and Jesse the Body Ventura and how many pounds they can pack
on. It's important to pack on mass. You're talking about carbo
loading. I don't want to have this conversation with you anymore.
No, you'd rather have conversations with video store clerks.
Yes. cannot believe they left Sonny Landham out of that mention.
I wanted to laugh the whole time.
That is the best show. Your mic is very live, sir.
It's
live now.
During the clip.
During a clip?
I just would have laughed.
Respect the clip.
All right, respect the clip. I get it.
Respect the clip. That is Mac from Always Sunny talking about, yes, yes, young Travis.
Why aren't you respecting the clip?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Venerate the clip.
Okay. I get it. I signed the YouTube agreement. I apologize. I don't want any trouble.
You said he was going to be cool.
I am cool, I feel
man.
Like such a dick right now.
I still
like having
shrooms.
Vouched for him. I feel like some Indian god that has 7 dicks for my arms having vouched for the schmuck over here.
You know how cool that sounds.
Yeah.
God, that'd be sweet.
There's actually an anime about that, Urotsuki Doji, I think it was called, where it was just dick tentacle.
What?
I don't know, man. I watched weird crap when I was a kid.
Sorry, my girlfriend's calling. Should I answer?
No.
All right, never mind.
You really shouldn't.
Would you rather be blind or have 7 penis arms?
Oh, 7 penis arms, I think.
Do I still have my hands?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just penis.
Are they like my sized penis so like I can actually just
they're
type
arm,
normally?
Arm length penises.
Arm length penis, but of my girth.
Sure, why not?
Oh, that would look weird. That would just look like big skin tags.
And you have no control. If you want the move, you have to like kind of swing them or get erect.
No control. All right, fuck it, I'm blind.
So I literally just have like a sock full of pennies that's been stretched very... Okay, no, that's not a good deal, sir. I'll go blind.
Okay, what about blind, no dick?
Haven't sweetened the pot, Travis.
Yeah.
All right. This Wait, is.
What are we doing? Again?
You have no arms and you're blind.
We are doing the Papa's Basement Show. I am John Papa Giorgio. Show site in papasbasement.com. I am joined today by Pete Maybe and Travis Dorward. Guys, give out your handles.
Boop, boop. What's up, Dorby? I am at Pete Maybe, and I think that's all you need to know on Twitter.
I am at Travis Dorward.
Cool.
And I'm also Travis Dorward.
All right.
In real life.
I am at Papa's Basement, and I am at Papa's Basement in real life. That is...
Thanks for being here, Jeff. See what I just did there? That's a power move.
Bam.
Just effed me. Just effed me so hard. So we have a lot I want to get to today in the show. In no particular order, Taylor Swift dropped a new track today, and a 36-year-old man shouldn't care about this, and yet a 36-year-old man certainly do. Not even because I want a banger.
Not even.
That reason. I mean, I do. It took a while to come around.
I respect her as an artist.
I feel like the gayest gay to ever gay for saying this, but I do.
You respect her as an artist?
I respect Taylor Swift as an artist.
I now get what people liked about Picasso. That's
Yeah, exactly. We're seeing the Van Gogh. We're seeing Beethoven.
She's on a different level than everyone.
We're seeing Beethoven with upskirt pics every so often on Celeb Jihad. Like, it's pretty much the best thing that's ever happened in our life.
And if you're making fun of her, you're a bad person and you should feel bad.
I want to talk about a play I watched last weekend, and because people know that I'm going to talk about things on air, bad things happened to me and crazy things happened in the audience while I watched this play. We can talk about that. We can talk about Joss Whedon, creator of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, creator of, Serenity, What else did he do? Dollhouse, Angel.
Avengers.
Yes.
Directed, I just learned about this guy.
Directed really... Avengers. He was kind of like the lord of the WB or whatever the other one was. We called him the Black Networks in my house. He was the lord of that for like the late 90s.
The UPN.
The UPN, exactly.
The Black.
Yes. They were the off-brand networks. They were...
The RC Cola.
Exactly.
Of networks.
They were like
the Dr. Thunder.
The Dr. Pibbs, you know, like it wasn't quite right. You're like something, but they had Dawson's in their day. They were very popular. I never got into them.
I mean, I don't know what don't
you
know
are what so young by the time you came into existence. But and I were watching TV. They were already dead and merged. That stupid cartoon frog sang his last note.
Huh.
Trying to think.
Is that my fault somehow?
Yeah.
I was born and then.
You were born, the sun was blotted from the sky and dripped goat's blood, and the UPN died. And last but not least, I was on Tinder.
Ooh.
What? I didn't mention that.
Ooh.
I was on Tinder.
Are you doing a bit you didn't mention?
Oh, no.
Shame.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, no.
You didn't say this
what
at the
What are
be-
we going to do?
You didn't say this at the...
Have you been thrown for a loop?
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this.
How will we go on, Pete?
It feels like I've been slighted.
Has the entire show been ruined for you?
I think it sucked the entire air out of the room.
Well, maybe we should just start over then. Maybe we should start over.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Back to Joss Whedon. Travis is just busted up over here. He is getting a split from his wife, who is revealing, this might shock you,
nude photos.
He balled out a lot of his co-stars who were all like hot women because he was quote unquote the feminist director who liked ass kicking Buffy. You know what I mean? And like the Black Widow, all his
super hot chicks.
He always had really screwable women.
Joss Whedon, congrats on the sex.
Yeah. Also happened to be pieces of ass, and he banged them all and he lied to his wife, and people want to see this as like, the death of him as
some mad?
Sort of feminist.
Are they mad that he lied or that he did the
I think
the people.
And we'll get to this in the segment, but I think when a man claims to be a feminist, he takes his scrotum like so.
Right.
And plays like the knife game from Aliens with it, except doesn't miss it and instead severs his balls off, puts them in a jar, and then doesn't want to screw women. Somehow feminism equals not banging the hot actresses who are 24 that work under you. You're a bald, paunchy guy.
Doesn't that mean he loves women more than other people?
Thank you.
Yeah. That's how I see feminism.
Yeah. You know what? Call me if you raped someone. If you had consensual sex with a bunch of bimbo starlets, who cares? But we'll get to it. We'll get to it. We can also get to Tig Notaro, everyone's famous favorite nippleless comic.
We also didn't
go over. That's how she's introduced.
We didn't go over this either.
No, we didn't. Yeah, thanks a lot, John.
I am just savagely throwing you under the bus.
You're just throwing us nippleless people. That's really cool.
Yeah, exactly. Throwing Barbies at you. Tig Notaro, a comedian. I don't believe in calling the girl ones comedians. Demeans us. Comedians, Travis.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Comedian who has her show. I don't even know what it's called. It's a show that is produced by Louis
C.K. Are you watching this?
No. And over the weekend, she mentioned that she dredged up the old rumors of Louis C.K. kind of like sexually assaulting women. Now, that's anti-feminist. Supposedly, he would like slam doors and bar women from exiting while he jerked off to completion.
Apparently,
not a rape.
I don't like finding out about these things.
Still frowned upon. Really?
Louis C.K. is like part of the reason I got into comedy, and now I'm...
Because he said you could jerk off in front of women and get away with it until
a
woman without nipples.
It's just like...
Threw you out.
It's like finding...
You didn't think you'd be called out.
Yeah.
It's like finding your dad's weird porn. I don't know. Like...
Oh, thank God. Mine was all... My dad had
I found my friend's dad's weird porn.
What was it?
It was like some weird French stuff, but he kept it in his son's bedroom. And my
that's cunning.
And my and my friend found
it. I almost want to have kids just to hide
heroin
in their
rooms. He had a drop ceiling, you know, like similar to this, but you know, a lot lower, so we could stand on his bed. And
well, I want you to explain real fast. The ceiling is made out of the same tiles you would see in literally every doctor's office you've ever been in, and that was in a boy's that was his ceiling?
Absolutely. It was really weird.
I have never seen that in a house.
It was
before.
A terrible finished basement, all right?
Okay. Yeah,
like, and it's like how I would probably finish my basement because that saves dollars. Like, I'm not looking for...
That and maybe you're, when you first build it for baby, you're like, when he becomes a boy... And he's
I will
jerking
keep
off
the
very loudly. Yeah, this will muffle it.
My dad was asking if he could listen to this after, so I'm not going to out him. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that he hid
did
all
you
that.
Find
he
his
doesn't.
Porn?
What?
Did you find his porn?
I did.
Yep.
It was like New Year's Eve.
Same.
When I was like 14.
If I had a dad, I would have found his porn too.
Wait, how old were you?
I think I was like 14 or something, maybe earlier.
So
maybe 12.
You were actually active with your hand at that point.
I'm going to be real.
Really? Yeah.
What? No, wow.
I was a late bloomer.
I think though, dads at that point start making it easier to find.
Oh, mine.
I've never been a dad myself, you know.
I first found my dad's
stash
at 4 or 5. One of my first memories is my mom screaming at my dad because she found me in his car looking at his porn and him laughing. So if you've ever wondered why I'm a little sexually confused here, like literally my first just, I remember a big fat ass next to a stop sign in black and white, me in a Plymouth, a woman screaming, and a man laughing.
Is that like your first memory? Like that's where you snapped into the current stream of consciousness that you're in now?
I say this with all sincerity in my heart. I believe so. I cannot think of a memory before that. Like, my parents told me about things I did. They're like, remember when you went to the fish market at 18 months and you got all burned? We called you Little Lobster Boy. I'm like, no, I don't remember that. Sounds like you abused me, but...
I can't wait to watch the John Papagiorgio biopic.
It'll just start with scene. That. Yeah. That will be like in the Johnny Cash movie where his brother...
The brother dies?
Yeah, exactly. Where
those are on par, I think.
That will be my moment.
That'll be my brother
me found with
falling into the chainsaw. What was it? Like a saw thing?
I think what's really scaring me as I go on with this analogy is I'm not 100% if that was in Walk the Line or Dewey Cox Walk Hard.
That was... I know. It was definitely in Walk the Line.
Was one of them cut in half and then still alive? I can't remember.
Which
like,
one was
happened?
That? He came back later for a laugh. That sounds like right when
Johnny
released Ring of Fire.
I knew Johnny had a lot of songs he had to write.
Oh, God. Yeah. I want to start, though. Sonny Landham. No one gives a crap about this segment. I don't care. It's my stupid show. I talk about
Fair
what
enough.
I want. Travis, you even seen Predator?
I saw the main one of Alien vs. Predator, right?
Okay.
That's the only one, is right?
You need to turn around in the corner like the Blair Witch is about to murder you. Another reference you won't get because you're 23.
No, I never saw the whole thing, but I know Blair Witch.
Okay.
I don't like those type of movies. I don't like, I think the found footage horror are...
That was literally the first one, though. That's what you can't appreciate.
Like, I don't care if it's historic. It can
like
still be bad.
You're getting into rock
bad.
Circa like
it is
Def
bad.
Leppard, and I'm like, the Beatles did this first. Elvis did this first. And you're like, I don't care. Here's Hysteria, man.
No, it's like the first person to ever make music. It was probably bad music. Like,
no, I'm completely with you. It doesn't sound
like it, John.
It's I whiffle. I waffle. I go back and forth.
You want to play wiffle bat? Is that what you're saying?
Sounds good.
Screw the show. Let's go in the parking lot.
I'll do a Brian Bolte joke. By play wiffle bat, you mean sit on the bat, and then I'll tickle your balls.
Ayo! We need like an alarm for this.
Just a Bolte
puppet.
So one of my first R-rated films, I think the first was like RoboCop, or possibly No Way Out, Kevin Costner.
Are you looking for me?
Had some nipples. Liked it. Oh, is this...
No, it's the same joke I used for my brother. So my brother, the first time he's ever been arrested, which like literally haunted him for the rest of his life.
Why?
Because... All right, so I'll start with this.
Was it for kid porn? I could see how that's...
No. He did a... What was it? Car shopping. That's the quote-unquote acceptable term.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He would go into
like
cars when
parts,
they were
or?
Parked. And then, you know, just... Steal whatever, like CDs, you know, a couple bucks, whatever.
You didn't tell me your brother was an adopted Puerto Rican.
Right? Exactly. So we're having a party over at my friend's house, and the cops show up, And literally everybody's outside, like nobody has anything to, you know, be arrested for or whatever.
Wait, what age is this party? Are we talking pin the donkey
17?
Sheet cake? Okay.
17,
so this
right.
is a beer party, as we called it.
Yeah.
Because I was cool, Travis.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. John drank.
I'd like to think we had a better name for that. So he's obviously hammered, and he's inside or whatever, and he sees everybody outside, like, talking to the cops. Like, I think they're skateboarding or whatever, and they're just like, hey, we're looking for this guy. And I don't know who was inside, because I already went home, and he rushed outside and goes, hey, you guys looking for me?
Your brother Sylvester Stallone?
Beat me to it, yeah.
You guys looking for me?
You're looking for Adrian?
Yeah. You looking for me?
I went
and
the distance.
Every one of my friends was like, you piece of ass, dude. Why did you come outside at all? We were just talking to him. None of us are drunk. And he's going to leave. And then.
I like the way you slurred. None of us are drunk.
Right at the very last second, he just walked outside. You looking for me?
Oh, God.
Is that it? I don't want my friends to get in trouble.
Oh, what a nobleman.
You looking for me?
Did literally as
And he was immediately arrested.
As he expected, did all the women at the party later thank
Started
him?
Started blowing him.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Ah.
Like just a scrum for his ball.
It was so insane, but it RoboCop always reminds me of that. Because there is legit
He walked
like
out
a part
with bitches
where
leave.
RoboCop goes into a quote unquote like unmanned facility, which obviously has like a bunch of the bad guys in there,
mm-hmm.
and he's just like, is anybody in here? And the guy just shows up and gets shot like right in the dick, like immediately, because he's like, "Are you looking for me?" And just gets shot right in the dick. I don't know. That'll always remind me of that because my brother's dumb.
And he was shot in the dick.
When he was shot in the dick.
Wow.
And his girlfriend listens to the show, so she will remind him of how dumb he is when he was young.
She'll be like, "You told me that was a cigar burn down there."
Usually when people say, you remind me of RoboCop, that's like,
yeah,
that's like a cool thing.
Usually they have like robot legs or something.
Yeah. No, it's about the really dumb people that got murdered in it.
RoboCop completely.
Thanks a lot, bro.
Completely slept on film.
RoboCop.
Is that your name for him?
Yeah.
It is now.
It will be. Yeah. 100%.
I loved RoboCop, and I wasn't allowed to see slasher flicks, but I could see the sci-fi R-rated stuff. I was big on Schwarzenegger because he had Terminator and then he had Predator. And I was obsessed with Predator growing up. I bought the DVD years later because it contained a ticket to your piece of crap, Alien versus Predator.
Oh.
I zoned out.
Like, you're about to say Eyes Wide Shut. I know. No, I bought the DVD because it was like $20,
Blair Witch,
I think.
That's weird.
Yeah, I got like an $11 ticket for free in it. And I watched, there was one summer where I did nothing but watch Aliens and Predator. Just one would finish, pop in the other. And I... Obsessed, man. Obsessed. So to hear that Sonny Landham, who played Billy, the big Indian guy who thinks he's going to take out Predator by stripping to the waist and carving the sign of the cross in his chest, because no one had thought of that before, to stick it to this malicious alien.
Right.
yeah. Billy Sonny Landham died. And, like, I love... Every cast, like everyone on the Predator cast, crazy backstory. Like the little dude, Hawkins, yeah, who tells the pussy joke. He's the guy that wrote Lethal Weapon. Shane Black, like he's written kinds of crap. Yeah, he's an insanely talented writer. Like the guy made millions in the 80s and 90s.
That's awesome.
Then you had Carl Weathers. Effing Carl Weathers. You got a stew going.
Need I say more?
Yes. You've got Schwarzenegger. You've got...
I know him.
Exactly. That's the one that got away. There's the bald black guy, Bill Duke. Bill Duke did a lot of theater crap. I actually...
Still black. Yeah.
He's the KKK guy, right?
Sure. Yeah. He went undercover. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. And there's some Spanish guy who I don't think did too much. But the cast was really great. Sonny Landham, I just want to celebrate his life because no one gives a crap.
Right now crying.
He was... Yeah.
Eating his toasted corn.
His name in the movie was Honcho. or Paunch. One of the two.
God, these movies were so good.
That's closer than anyone without autism is going to get. So you know what? Kiss my ass, dude. Sonny Landham started out as a porn star. Banging box in Hollywood. Then
no way.
Yeah, legit.
God, I've always wanted to do that, but my parents are alive, and man, I just don't want to do that.
Sex sounds cool.
That'd be awesome.
I forgot. Are you still doing the virgin bit?
I'm trying to get away from it.
Okay.
Because now,
I mean, I've been taking a break from it for a little bit, but I think I might come back.
Now it's like weird that when I first started, like when I was 20, 21, like. It was kind of funny. Now that 23 audience is just like, yeah, really? You're gross. Last time I did it, a woman, I said, oh, I'm a virgin or something. And the woman in like the front row was like, how old are you?
God.
Like, damn.
I'm sorry.
I take it has never resulted when you're like, yes, I'm. Because you do it in a confessional way. Travis is a comedian, but really like a one-man show in the vein of like a John Leguizamo. And he comes out
absolutely.
And he's like, I am 23.
Quite the pest.
I've never known the touch of a woman. That is your delivery.
I'm 23. I don't know a woman. I don't know no woman.
Now, we're going to reference to Carlos Santana. He likes those.
Oh. Sorry. And that music, so good.
I heard a weird amount of Leguizamo. Why did I know that? So, no one, like literally no one after the show has been like, are you really a virgin? I'll blow you. Apparently, you were getting propositioned
Julie
by
Newmar.
Pete. Yeah.
One time a hot girl like said good luck or like good luck on losing your virginity or something like that.
And you were like as I was walking out. I'm gonna follow you.
Yeah, exactly.
We can solve this issue.
There
if,
is a
if
bathroom
you care that much.
Right over there, m'lady.
It doesn't have a lock because this is Summers, but we're gonna go in that bathroom.
It's called the
sex
bathroom.
It's got plenty of room.
Yeah.
It's got plenty of room.
So Sonny Landham had sexual intercourse on camera.
Damn.
For money.
Whoa.
That sounds amazing.
He then graduates to do Predator. He's in 48 Hours alongside.
Did he have to
Bill
start
Duke.
In gay porn?
He did not. That's a malicious rumor.
All right.
That one has to
everybody
work their
will,
way through.
Everybody
so much
will
ass.
Tell you, yeah, you got to start in gay porn, and that they just
you know who
they
did
just
start in gay porn? Peter North, a
oh, yeah.
fellow porn actor, said of Peter
hey,
North.
Because Peter, if you're listening, congrats on the sex.
Yeah, congrats on the sex with both genders, sir. Peter North. Would later
I know your quote. I love
go
it.
On, yeah. I later go it, on to say, like, hey, I, you know, it's something you had to do back then. I was paying the bills. I had sex with some guys on camera. Now that I can afford it, I only bang the chicks. And I forgot which fellow actor of his was like, I know he claims to be straight, but for a straight dude, he sure liked getting effed in the A. Fill in the words.
Can I interject real quick?
Sure.
I just realized I've been playing with a piece of gum under the table for the past like 20 minutes. Like I've just unconsciously
mine?
Like been touching something under the table. And
is that like one of your little Chinese balls kind of
nah, well,
rotated in your hand
sure.
meditation thing?
No, I've just been touching gum for and I'm still doing it for some reason. I don't know.
Wait. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't put together. That wasn't your gum. Like you literally just found
no,
a
no, there's
glob
a piece
of
gum like under the table. And
that is repugnant. I will
do you
not
have any gum
like
on
unco-
you?
No. Actually, I mean, you can
never
have this
mind.
One. You can have this piece.
Can I?
I mean, I'll try.
Give it to me.
If I get shot through the liver,
there's a video element to the show.
I will not take your blood. You have touched gum. That is repugnant. But real fast, Sonny makes his way onto Predator because everyone is giant and they need a giant cast. Like, not many people know this. The first Predator, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I've heard of him.
Yes. He was too small compared to everyone else. And so they had to recast a 7-foot dude to play Predator. Sonny, while on the set, was such a vicious drunk that they had to hire a bodyguard to keep him from fighting people in bars.
Oh, I wasn't sure about this guy before, but now I'm all in.
Not to protect him, no. He had to be kept away. He later went on to, I think, try to get elected as like a Republican member of Congress in Kentucky or some crap. It would have been the first, or maybe he was going for governor. It would have been the first movie to ever have three governors in it. You got your Jesse Ventura.
Wow.
Thank you for your service. You've got Arnold. Got Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I think he was gunning for governor. It could have been Congress. But he did not make it. Pretty much letting us all down. I just.
I'm glad he's dead. What?
I wanted to say, yeah, you son of a bitch. you're like, you know, he really lived up to the stereotype of the drunken Indian, didn't he? And I have to. You're right, Travis. Those are painful words, but they landed
drunken
true.
Native American. That's all I'm gonna say.
So yeah, just wanted to do a little bit on Sonny Landham because no one else is going to. No one else gives a damn that Billy from Predator is dead, except
maybe like his sister, who's like googling like his name,
Cynthia Landham.
This pops up.
They're literally going to take the transcript of this entire pod and just carve it into his tombstone.
Even the part where I said I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah.
All right.
They're gonna put that on the back though. Gonna have to hunt for that one. Pete, was there something you wanted to bring up? Was there something you wanted?
Sonny Landham.
I don't know. You said before the show you wanted to mention something. I'm giving you a chance to say it. We can keep going on.
Oh, we can go to the other topics, but you know, no. Let's just move on as we can, John.
Move on. Carry on.
Yeah, I'm in a dark place.
Are you? Yeah. I don't even think this is a bit, really. I know you think it's a bit.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
All right. Well, we can play some Taylor Swift so that this podcast will be sniffed out in 5 seconds and deleted from YouTube.
Please.
Do you want to do that?
I would love that.
All right. We're playing.
We got her nudes.
Tay-Tay's. Oh, don't tease me. Do not tease me.
That would be amazing.
There is nothing sexual to me about celebrity nudes, and yet I want to see every last one of them. Like, Travis, for you, when they leaked the Jennifer Lawrence crap, were you actually like, this is hot enough where I have to get off it? Or were you just like, now I can go to bed?
No, none of it was.
It was just one of those things. Like, I got to see them. Like, of course. I'm not just going to not look at Jennifer Lawrence naked.
Of course. But it's not sexy. You're like, you do know that hardcore pornography exists. Like, I'm going to watch London
Keys get
pissed on
now. It's like the solar eclipse. Like, it's not particularly, like, great to look at. But, like,
by the way,
I'm not going to not look at it.
Before we get into Taylor.
You have to borrow your friend's computer to look at it, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Pete, can you be less on mic right now?
No.
Okay. Did you do anything for the eclipse? We were not too far from the CDL or whatever it's called.
Looked at it without glasses and then went inside for like 5 minutes and tried to get my vision back. And then took a nap.
I was equally unprepared.
I didn't actually look at it when it was like the total eclipse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was at Lowe's trying to buy a welding mask.
Okay.
Thinking that would work. Even though I'd heard on NPR earlier in the day that most of them wouldn't
do
the job.
That has to work, right?
Well, my thought was, and I tweeted about this and people were like, haha, that's funny. The three people that retweeted or whatever. My thought was if I had a welding mask, something that would make it dark enough where I could actually look at it. If I looked for 3 seconds, 5 seconds, no BS. What's the worst that can happen? Really?
Right.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah. So
it's like if you microwave your baby for like 3 seconds, like nothing's gonna.
Yeah. No, just dude, it helps with the drying.
Right.
Good base tan.
Yeah.
So they were all sold out because
I'm not the only dumb person in America. Hold on, I know of people that microwave their bunny because they used to dry it, and then they let their youngest son microwave their bunny.
Like an actual bunny
for a minute.
Oh,
it lived?
No, it died.
It died.
Oh. No superpowers.
It died inside.
That wouldn't even work to dry it, though, because microwaving, I think, cooks from within.
Dude, I have no clue why.
Why are we debating how long you can microwave a bunny?
Bunny, right? Yeah.
These are the important questions, John.
Only this pod dares to ask.
Right.
When people are like, what is the intrinsic value of your show? Why do you think you deserve
listeners? I'm too privileged.
Like,
how can I take care of an animal while, like, half-assing it? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
That's just what I want to know.
I'm not just going to put it outside when it's, like, warm out. I don't have that kind of time.
Someone could steal my bunny.
Yeah.
A cat could kill it. That'd be horrible.
I put it on the clothespins. I put it... it was fine, but...
First, I threw it at a wall. That didn't work. So I tried the microwave.
It legit happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Dead bunny.
That's messed up.
I'm more sad about that than the Sandy guy.
Yeah, yeah. The bunny was an innocent. Sandy had sex by the rule of slasher films.
We don't know. We don't know it was an innocent bunny. Maybe it was
Sandy Landham.
Do you know how much that bunny was getting it in before that?
Hey, bunny, congrats on the sex, by the way.
Why?
Bunny Landham?
How do you know? Yeah. How do you know how much dick this bunny was giving and or taking?
You know, I don't, but as a bunny,
I think he has at least pet store 20 bunnies holes he has to fill. Are Travis. They're clean.
What's that?
No.
They're
Who's saying I'm clean? Who's
I'm just
who's talking crap?
Dude,
who's,
I may be a virgin, but I've
got gonorrhea. I have a reputation to uphold.
Dude, look at my car. Look at my car, bro.
Dude, my car is
I am.
Oh, mine's repugnant. Our friend Chris, who recently did an episode dedicated to the show that you listened to. I haven't heard it yet.
He's got an effable car.
Like I said, he got in my car and said it smelled like wet dog.
Hey, have you ever seen 50 empty water bottles at one time? Because if not, I got
what's
something
up,
to show
girl?
You. What's up, girl? You recycle?
Jesus Christ. You need to clean up. And you can't leave those in the car and then drink afterwards, sir, because that's how Jennifer Aniston got breast cancer.
Jennifer Aniston got breast cancer?
I think. I don't know.
It sounds fine.
Yeah,
why
I
not?
Cannot tell you how many times I have heard
breaking
somebody
news.
Tell me they got cancer because they drank out of a plastic water bottle.
I'll mix the truth
it's
with
10.
Fiction.
10, really?
Yeah, it's 10.
You know what's great?
I was going to say 12.
I could say she had cancer and you guys are like, and then I'll be like, and she had incredibly perky nipples throughout all of Friends. And you'll be like,
fantastic.
Oh, then clearly everything he said here is factual. He's on the ball.
This guy was paying attention.
I wound up layering a pair of goggles with a pair of sunglasses, and that allowed me to stare dead on. I mean, dead on.
To the eclipse?
Yeah, I didn't do it for too long because much like the Jennifer Lawrence nudes, like, I could watch Armageddon. Like,
I didn't want anyone tracking my phone.
Stupid little notch being chipped out of the sun. That
okay.
too.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Did you see it at all?
Yeah, I saw him.
Was it? It wasn't worth the damn.
No, it's so terrible.
It absolutely wasn't worth the hype.
It was only worth it if you were legit dead under the path, because they showed footage in South Carolina, and for like 90 seconds, yes, it seemed like it was like 8 p.m., and that's kind of cool. 90 seconds, that's it.
By the way, if you're one of those people who turn like a cereal box into like the watching apparatus, you look stupid.
Yes.
Those were everywhere.
You're dumb.
In my neighborhood. I mean, everywhere. And
you got a bunch of dumb people in your neighborhood. You should move.
I kept thinking, I was like, how does this work where you can see an actual image of it? It turns out you do all this to see a shadow of the eclipse, at which point I could cut out some origami paper and accomplish the same thing. It was ridiculously dumb.
I've seen shadows before, not
exactly
overhyped.
Yeah, you take a hole punch to a little disc of paper.
They're pretty sweet.
Eclipse. Who gives a damn?
Shadows?
Yeah.
Hot take. Hot take.
Hold on. Yeah, exactly. The opening notes of Taylor Swift's Look What You Made Me Do. Apparently a Kanye diss track.
Hey, this is the first time I'm hearing this.
So good. I'm not even joking.
I just took my...
Yes.
To Laugh-A-Dil.
A Laugh-A-Dil?
What the fuck is it called, Teddy?
The what? Oh, Taffodil.
Did you see, so... Did she just release this one song or the whole album?
No, just this so far.
Okay, so I saw a thing. The album comes out like November 10th or something. Okay. And, hot take, that is the 10-year anniversary of Kanye's mom death.
What?
That would be amazing.
Somebody figure that out.
That would be
it
amazing.
Is. I don't know. I hope she did it on purpose, but...
I hope she did that on purpose.
If 100%. She did that... Like,
check.
I know that
I'm gonna do some research.
I would be masturbation loyal and faithful to Taylor Swift if she dropped this album on the 10-year... Well, all the wanks, but just to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just jerking off
Donda
to
West.
Five or six DVD covers. CD covers, sorry.
Oh.
CD covers, I know. It's so old. It's
a
great
song. Yeah, it's all over.
Here's my tribute album. here's my compilation.
I'm trying to find her.
Hit.
Oh, here's her Wikipedia page. I'm confirming her death. Oh, no, that's Kanye West.
Kanye's dead.
He's still alive.
Oh, yeah.
All right, whatever. Point is, I'm pretty sure I'm right on this.
That's amazing.
I think he is.
That would be the most cold-blooded...
I don't care. As long as it was somebody in Kanye's life. That would be hilarious.
I'm not a Kanye dude. I don't know about you. I've heard his singles. I've never really listened to the albums. He's incredibly unlikable.
But when he smiles, that all goes away.
I mean, I don't know.
I want to hear more of this.
You want to see an article, or
I mean, you can read it on air if you want.
Headline, Kanye West fans are fuming over the date of Taylor Swift's album drop for this reason. I don't feel like reading that many words, but I'll try to skim.
That looks like a lot of words.
But if you are a Kanye West mega fan, you know just how significant that date is. You see, November 10th is the day that Kanye West's mother, Donda West, died.
If that is and important it gets worse, to you, you should walk off there.
Follow her to the tomb.
November 10th of this year is the 10th anniversary of her death. And earlier,
she died getting a skin lift or something.
Yeah, and then earlier it says Taylor Swift's upcoming album Reputation is being released on November 10th.
Wow. If she did that,
she's getting shot.
There is never. Why? Because they're black? That's
you.
Disgusting.
You said it. You said it. What? I didn't say it.
Not on this.
You
show,
said it.
Sir. Not on this show.
Oh, really? You want to talk about Othello?
Yeah. You say because they're African American on this show. That would be incredible. Like, that is legit. I don't think she did it, but I mean, that is unintentionally amazing.
I'm sure it's just a massive coincidence, and Taylor's just all, before this was acting all tough, but like now she's.
Yeah, legit.
I'm so scared.
I don't know if these are legit or not, but like, have you? There's some transcripts. I need to find them. Like, it's called like Taylor Swift Directive or Taylor Swift Undercover or something like that. She is legitimately like going into Howard Hughes lifestyle, like where she's like, okay, if speakers can emit sound, can't they take them? We have to be quiet. Like, and she's like, why can't, like, if they can take sound, there's no reason they shouldn't be able to just take them. And I'm like,
it's like a mic
are
drop.
You insane? She said. Oh my God, I have to look it up. She said so many insane things, like about why she's so secretive about this, her album, why she like, she was like social media. She was like, I don't even feel comfortable talking about this because everyone is listening to us. And she has like handlers that tell her like what to do and this and that because
Chelsea's family?
They specialize in like, knowing her habits so that she doesn't reveal any secrets about herself.
This sounds like, does Trump have these people?
Incredibly wild.
You just described Donald Trump.
You would think so, right? You would think so.
Allegedly, I did hear an article came out the other day where someone in his camp said, if you knew all the crap we had to like squash down just to get it to what you guys do here. Like, we tamp down so much. Before it gets public.
Donald, you can't say Jews.
What are you looking at, Pete?
I'm trying to find InfoSec.
Infowars.com?
InfoWars Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Okay. Dude, there's no way she's not nuts. Right? I mean.
Yeah.
She's famous. Like, anyone that level of fame has to be a little squirrely. But what man in his right mind gives that, like, I know, yes, we all want to screw whoever we can, yada, yada, yada. She's a piece of ass. She's young. She's worth, like, several hundred million. Like, I would poke holes in the condom with a machete with that bitch. Like, you would take so many shots on goal. Like, she would not get rid of me. And yet, dudes are gone. Dude after dude is gone.
The sex must be great. Congrats on the sex, Taylor Swift.
Why would
knows?
You leave?
She might still be a virgin.
I mean,
why would you leave? Answer. No sex.
I've come up with a couple theories. One, horrible in bed. Horrible.
Oh, I bet she's terrible in bed.
Everything has to be done her way.
I think about this often, like with like A-list celebrities. I'm like, there's no way
like
that they're letting themselves really explore themselves in bed. Like, there's just no way. Especially at that age.
Really?
I don't think so.
You don't think Channing Tatum's taking, like, three fingers on the pooper?
No, I think that the men are probably taking it to the extreme.
From whatever
Duar, I think
Duar,
the women
Tatum?
Are probably being like, if this gets out, I can't. So, no, we can't, my friend. I'm not going to take it in the pooper.
So you think the girls are chased?
I think that, yeah, they have a bad circumstance. Because we as a country are going to, like, straight up high five like Channing Tatum for being like, all right, well, I had sex with like six chicks and like some of them were like in space and some of them were like, you know, underground. And one of them was like halfway buried in like a...
No, I know.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about...
I was actually going to talk about somebody we were trying to have on the show.
If,
you know, one of them was like all the way buried in the ground. But just their ass was showing.
Okay. Like an ostrich, kind of?
Yeah. Yeah, just their ass was showing if we had sex with that.
Okay.
Yes, that's kind of what I'm into.
Is there a beach where I can do that? Is it in Thailand?
That's kind of what I'm into.
Is it gay if I'm underground but my ass is above ground?
Yeah. Underground, you is still straight.
Yeah, if you're not, yeah, I was gonna say, if you're not above ground,
well, no, what are you trying to get at? You think female celebs don't get to be sexually adventurous?
But because I think that if it comes to light, like, they will be demonized. Whereas,
but call me an idiot. I don't think the, like,
you're an idiot.
Still, I know. I still think a lot of women don't care to just like randomly get dicked out, or at least. Until they hit a certain age.
When you're an artist like, of Taylor Swift's caliber, you don't have time to orgasm.
Exactly.
She's always...
Each moon is...
That's always what on I tell project. Every one of my girlfriends.
I don't know. All this is actually making me think of Katy Perry.
I love me some Katy.
Oh, God.
Random please. Aside.
But please, please.
The video after this stupid...
I might have gotten my first erection to I Kissed a Girl.
Jesus Christ. That was like my maybe 19,000th, 58th.
Mine was Video Killed the Radio Star, so yeah, cool.
Wait. Really, you came to the buggles. All right. Yeah, Look What You Made Me Do. Every time I would finish it, it would go to Katy Perry's Swish Swish. I left off when Katy Perry was a woman. When did this happen? And she used to make catchy tunes, too.
Oh, yeah. Like Roar. I love me some Roar.
Roar's a good one. Ooh. I'm fine with Roar. I don't care that she stole it from that Sarah Bareilles.
It's a halftime show, right?
Yes.
It's a fantastic halftime show.
With the Sharks.
Yes.
All that.
Yeah. Shout out Left Shark. Congrats on the sex.
The giant Roar.
I didn't watch it, but I respect, you know, it seemed good. People liked it. Halftime at a Super Bowl, it's when I get up, take a piss, and then I shut off the TV, and I see if I can get it just right. So I come back right when kickoff's happening. So she now looks like Eminem fucked Eddie Izzard and had a baby. Like, it is the... If you put on that Swish Swish video, I don't know if, like, her entire goal in life so far has been to be thought of as, like, not the sex kitten, but, like, the funny, goofy bitch. And it took her butchering her hair and acting like a jackass in her
video. Oh, getting yelled at.
And not being sexual whatsoever. Yeah, but guess what? She's achieved it.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats. You're now the girl that no one wants to screw in high school, Katie. You dumb bitch. Like, really, it seems like one of those genie wishes where you want to be, like, rich forever, and then suddenly you're urinating gold and can't get an erection or something like that.
Right, yeah, we know. Yeah, we know. Yeah.
Whenever you touch your dick, it turns to gold.
Exactly.
King Midas, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so goddamn depressing seeing her, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not exaggerating whatsoever. I was like, what did you do to yourself? Like, you might as well have gotten a tit reduction while you're at it. Like, she looks so homely.
She's going through her Miley stage,
perish
and she'll
the
be
thought,
back.
My friend.
Well, no, it'll be fine.
Perish the thought.
When Miley did the butchy little thing, she was always kind of...
Also getting naked.
Yeah. A, she's getting naked all the time. B, she's like...
Didn't she have weird nudes that came out?
Oh, I saw one of her getting dicked out by Terry Richardson. Yeah.
I heard... I don't remember
I'm
where I heard
sure
this,
there's
but
some
like...
piss play.
Yeah, yeah. There's
yes,
just...
I've heard
wait, those
ping.
Are... Oh.
I saw them, and by the time
I
went
here?
Back
I
to
need
download
that.
Them, they were gone.
You got
need
you have a computer?
So bad.
They do exist. I have seen them. It was bizarre stuff.
Wait,
there's new
oh,
ones
that's
of
bizarre
her pissing,
to you?
Too. What, some yellow.
Yeah, they must be real weird if John Papa Giorgi is saying, "Oh, it was
not
bizarre.
Into bodily it was, functions." So
God,
much. Yeah.
All right, you know what? I'm off the show.
Yeah, sorry, we're not all like you, just so bored.
Just
with sex.
Just freaking around.
Yeah, if you don't piss on my pecs, how am I supposed to achieve?
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, our president likes it, so like, you're un-American if you don't like it.
Enemy of the state over here. But yeah, dude, I legit you go from a girl who's at Taylor Swift just gets sexier and sexier once she's lost her stupid poodle hair.
She's too skinny for me.
She's too skinny.
Like I'm going to turn it down. Like,
I have any room to I would love a thick girl.
Like, she's mad skinny, but that's really appreciated compared to what the option typically is in this country where...
Well, yeah, it's easy to be fat.
Yeah, that exactly.
Like, that's why it's appreciated to be a skinny bitch.
Yeah, Taylor Swift's too skinny. I can fix that 2 weeks at my house. You know, they'll cancel all of her endorsements.
Sit on my cock. So. I'll order takeout.
Yeah, exactly. How about that? I'll put in the notes to the pizza boy, feed pizza to Taylor Swift while I ball her out. He'll like it.
Oh my God, that sounds hot. I'm putting that in my list now.
I'll put 5 pounds I have to do. Inside of her of semen. What?
You'll donate.
Who said that?
Congratulations on the sex.
But when Miley looked boyish, there was never a time where Miley was like some 36, 24, 36, like sex goddess, you know, just spilling out of tops, huge jugs, long, lustrous hair. I kind of remember her always like.
Are we talking about Miley or Katie right now?
Well, we're talking Miley had the short hair, but she was so sleazy about it.
Right.
And pulling out her little fried eggs that you're like, I don't care. Cool. She's flaunting what she's got. But it's like Katie just seems to have this active contempt for everything she was. Just like, I'm chopping off my gorgeous dark locks. They're getting bleached. I legit look like 8 Mile now.
Do you think her and Russell Brand split up because she was the crazy one?
That is the most insane theory I've ever heard.
I very much
but like Russell Brand. I want to stand behind it.
I very much.
Yeah, no, I really hope. I don't like him. I'm going to be honest. I don't.
I like him like when he's like on talk shows and stuff. Like just out in the world. But like when he's doing like his stand up is.
His stand up's horrendous.
It's
friends
wild.
That are obsessed with him, like to the point of like gay love for the dude when he's just talking. But like kind of what you said. But. His acts.
I like him in movies.
Yeah, that's fine.
That was such a strong criticism. Yeah, he's great in flicks. I genuinely, Arthur sucked, but he had
gotten great stuff. I never saw that, but.
Arthur was so bad. It's like remaking Predator. You just don't do it.
Is it about King Arthur?
I gotta play you the original.
Dude, drunk Predator movie? That could be all right.
Oh, a no. drunk Predator movie?
A drunken rich Predator killing people? No. Never fly.
it's called Bruce Jenner.
Hey, a lot of predators are drunk.
That is true.
In real life.
No, I very much believe what they said when the split came because God knows I've been here and I've always heard that like funny people in general, like comedians especially, you're going to go through this. They're like 10 to 15 to maybe even like 20 years behind on the maturity curve. Like Jerry Seinfeld has said that. Many times, like, Jerry, you finally got married at age 50. He's like, yeah, because, like, mentally I'm, like, 28 right now. Like, I'm just not good for it. But
I'll learn how to ride a bike when I'm, like, 60.
Russell Brand was, like, ready to settle down, I think, right when she was kind of starting her ascent. And I get it. When you've gone that far, you're like, I'm not going to settle down and be, a goddamn wifey around the house. You've already done your fame thing. Like, do you see these tits that I bought? Like, they're going to take me places. I'm going to be big. I'm not going to, shack up. And she was right, by the way. He's kind of done nothing. He's fallen off the face of the earth. So good on her. But, yeah, I believe that it was a maturity gap, and he was like, I have found the one. Because he found, like, a gorgeous 23-year-old.
Yeah.
It was the same thing. I forgot who it was that was banging the cheerleader from Heroes, the Hayden Panettiere broad. It was one of the guys on the show. She was like 18 or 19 at oldest.
Milo Ventimiglia.
There you go. Thank you. And I was going to say it was the guy from the last
what's her
Rocky.
Name
Hayden. Milo Ventimiglia. And it was Hayden Panettiere.
Hayden Panettiere.
Milo, congrats on the sex.
Yes, congrats, sir. But he was like my age now, I think. He was like 36 and he's banging like a 19-year-old. And he was just like openly in some gossip rag I was reading like, yeah, she's the one. I'm ready to settle down. She's goddamn 19. Like, you're probably like, the first or second dick she took, dude. Like, she's got a taste of the dick apple. She's got to do the dick buffet thing.
And, the dick apple.
Like, guys in general, I think we're very ready to just be like, oh, yeah, this young woman, she's so full of delicious youthness. And She's like, not corrupted by the world. Like, yeah, because she
wait a minute.
Grew her tits 2 years ago.
I suddenly feel like this is personal.
I actually hadn't thought of it in that capacity. But yeah, you're going.
Now that we're talking.
Same thing I did with my ex. And yeah, you're just. It's really easy for a dude to fall for a very young woman because we're visual people.
Because so they're like, awesome.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm going to put a ballpoint pen under that tit. And it fell right out.
There's some pedophile out there who's like, oh, somebody gets it. Yeah. That's what I've been saying.
They haven't been corrupted by kindergarten yet. I hate public school. And we're very prone as men.
Defund public parenting.
To get, like, hard-ons for chicks, I don't want to say inappropriately or illegally younger. That's not, I'm just saying younger, and then be like, she's the one. And the chick is like, dude, you're old as hell. This is fun for a time, but I'm going through something right now. And eventually I'll wind up with some guy
puberty?
Way closer.
I can't. Well, contribute.
A little developed for my taste, Travis. But anything to say about that, Pete? That really... Actually, that was not me tiptoeing
that's,
or any.
I know. That's just, next week's episode.
Oh, next
week. It is. Ooh, let's save it.
Anyhow.
Do you know what we got on this episode, though? And I know that we're getting close to the darkening, and we have to leave. So
yeah,
this is the, the quickening is coming.
Crunch time.
There is a... I know you guys listened to the last episode with John that had him and Othello talking about Chris Lane box. Oatman. There is a rebuttal episode, actually, if you guys are so inclined. If you want to check out Blue Shorts, I don't actually know his... Maybe it's Blue Shorts 1067, The Fan, or something like that.
I think he's at Chris Lingbach on Twitter now.
Yeah, so go ahead. I mean, if you were so inclined, you can check out his rebuttal.
There's a rebuttal episode. We are fair and balanced on this program, sir.
And I think, if you guys keep listening, we're going to have... Chris back into the show, and I think you guys are going to have a lot of fun with that. But I think if you want both sides of the story, go ahead, listen to Chris's, and then
I believe he tweeted about it.
And remember
today,
all the
August 25th,
all the right things that John said.
Oh well,
so, I'm just trying to get paid.
Yeah, he put out.
I meant to.
There you go, on the sly. He did an episode with our other buddy, Tom Daly, who's what, at Tom Daly 2?
I think so, yeah, at Tom Daly 2.
I don't think
it's kind of a bummer.
But it's like, it's no I, and then
helping you out.
He goes by Thom a lot, and it's spelled just regular Tom. I don't know, you can find his Twitter handle. He's one of the guys I follow. So, yeah they did a rebuttal episode, which I'm not mentioning this because I vouch for anything in it. Chris said... Not like John will even listen to it, because apparently Chris hates that I don't really listen to my own show. I don't sift through my own scat to see what I ate 24 hours earlier either. But
I do.
You know. Well, you're weird like that.
Just make sure there's no blood in it.
Is that... Why? Is that a problem?
I mean, blood. I just hope there's no blood in it. I don't know.
I mean, it sounds like a joke, but we know how you live.
Blood?
So, like, it stopped
I look
being
for blood,
funny for, like...
Ecto cooler, because I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah.
And, that's it.
You legit...
Those two things.
Are we talking about poop?
Yeah.
All right, we're talking about poop.
Yeah, we're talking about poop.
I think you're like 40% Pringles and Lime-A-Rita. So if I were you, I would go through my poop.
True.
I've had blood in my... That's not funny. I'm not gonna.
Oh, are we doing like the blood and the poop segment? Because I had it for about 2 weeks straight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Blood and the poop. That's
blood
by
the poop.
By the way, that's I
my
believe,
favorite punk band.
Yeah, I believe
nothing
that's
more
the new
American.
Broadcast theme. Blood and the poops. Blood and the poops.
Blood and the poops.
Yeah. O's gonna come out with a new jam called Blood and the Poops.
No. That could be a name for a gang member who likes
still
anal
love.
Sex.
I've
blood,
I've
blood in the get it.
I did. I did. I started eating more apples. Because that cures colon cancer, apparently.
Oh.
But yeah, if I'm suddenly 40 pounds lighter, it's not because I cleaned up my diet. I'm crapping into a bag.
You know,
taped to my stomach.
You know what you should try?
What?
AIDS.
Nice.
Congrats.
Seen good results,
sex.
Except for Magic Johnson. He's a little paunchy.
Yeah, but he's...
He's got congrats on that sex.
Yeah. Magic Johnson, congrats on the sex.
Well, I think we can punch out. We're,
yeah, we
we're
should.
Close to showtime. It was
good. I love you guys so much.
Aw, look at that. Travis.
Hmm?
Travis.
You guys are so fun. You guys didn't get to see our SpongeBobs.
We have a whole collection of SpongeBob.
Yeah, so check out Travis over at Travis Doorward.
They were sent to us by Superfan Nicole, who
Superfan
gave her a follow
Nicole
on Twitter.
At Moxie06.
Yes, M-O-X-I-E.
M-O-X-I.
Thank you again, Nicole. This is very sweet of you. People, this was Papa's Basement. I am John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement on Twitter. You can find the show on YouTube, videos of us in studio as we recorded. If you like the visual element, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, so if you listen to podcasts on the go, those are both great subscription services. And if you want to just
I'll take my shirt off.
Literally every episode we've ever done in papasbasement.com. Guys, plug your stuff, and then we are out.
Oh, hey, I'm at P. Maybe. I do videos sometimes, so you can check me out under that name on YouTube, but chances are I'm probably going to put it over at the Papa's Basement site. So just go ahead. Follow the Papa's Basement YouTube. Follow me on Twitter at Pete Maybe, and then listen to the show and comment.
I'm Travis Doorward. I do stand-up comedy sometimes in the DMV. Are fish wet? And follow me at Travis Doorward.
Are they?
Are fish wet? Well, that is our next pod episode. That's how you do a teaser. Okay, till the next one. We are out of here.
I'm wet.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.